Do you know the biblical gospel? My brother can explain it to you if you don't.
I believe you got to have faith in Jesus Christ. They died on the cross for your sins and repent. Turn from your sins.
Amen.
Well, it's not the whole biblical gospel. You got some two big parts of it. Faith in Jesus Christ, what he did on the stake, his death, burial, resurrection for the remission of our sins. We in no way can work our way to heaven. We need his perfect righteousness applied to us. And the only way we get that applied to us is repentance, turning from our sin, coming out of the world, coming out of false man-made traditions.
Amen.
Like Crossing Church, and following after him in spirit and in truth. The only way we can do that is by his Holy Spirit. And you missed this part, John 3, ye must be born again. Right. You have to be born again.
You can't see the kingdom without it, Jesus said in John 3.
You can't see the kingdom of God without it. And the fruit that you're born again is not that you go to a Sunday church building, you give 10% of your tithe, or you do a 15-minute devotional Bible study every day. It's a Romans 12:1 living sacrifice. Every part of your life is consumed by God. You see the fruit of holiness and obedience in your life, completely coming out of the world, being fully separate, set apart. And that's how we can tell a person has the Holy Spirit. And you have to endure in that saving faith. You have to endure striving to enter into the kingdom of God, like Jesus said, until your death or until his return. It's not locked up.
Do you believe in water baptism?
Water baptism. Yeah.
Immersion.
Do you believe that's a part of salvation, or do you believe that that's just a sign of it or something?
Yeah, water baptism is kind of like the Lord's Supper. You do it to be obedient. It's not efficacious, as they say. It doesn't do anything to save you.
Right.
So he ran through the biblical gospel with you. It's on that card.
Right.
On the opposite side of the card is a bunch of things why the American church system is wrong. And so we peacefully, you notice we're peaceful around a public sidewalk. We don't go and bother anybody's service. We have a testing up of this church. Crossing Church Exposed. They believe in the unconditional love of God. You can't find that anywhere in the scriptures. I'm married to my wife. We have a covenant. Do you think that covenant is unconditional?
No.
Are you married?
No.
Ever been married?
No.
If you get married, will you have conditions for your wife? Meaning she can't go with another dude?
Right.
Will she have conditions for you?
No.
This is, they make a mockery of God, saying that God's love is unconditional. His covenants were always conditional. But as my brother said, you can't work your way there, but the works justify your faith. Like if I tell you I love my wife, and you find out I'm not faithful to her, do you believe I love her?
No.
No. But if I beat her, you'd say, you got lips, but you don't have action. These places have lip, but no action. But they teach a lot of false things. Unconditional love of God, once saved, always saved. Do you think I'm once married, always married, or do we have to continue in the covenant every day? Got to
continue.
God's covenants are that way.
I definitely believe you can lose your salvation.
I'm sorry? Yeah, absolutely, sir. You're right. And then they have lady pastors here. That's feminization. You notice my wife is quiet when men are talking. Now, she shares the gospel. If she met you on the street, she's going to give you the gospel. She's going to give you the good news. She's going to point you to her husband and the body's website. But she's not going to teach you, lord over you, have authority over you. That's ungodly.
Right.
Pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday's coming. Explain to him about Good Friday, brother.
Good Friday. Jesus is in the grave 3 days, 3 nights. How do you get that from Good Friday to Sunday morning?
Right.
That's a tough one.
Jesus isn't a liar.
Doesn't work.
Yeah. I've studied that stuff before.
Yeah, they're Roman Catholic holidays that all the evangelicals and the Pentecostals keep.
Right.
Yeah. So we stand against them because Jesus said, you worship me in vain for your teaching of man-made traditions. And probably if you stick around, you're probably going to get to see some of these men. We'll talk to them. Stick around if you would.
Do you guys meet on Sunday or do you meet?
No, we just fellowship every day of the week. And we're always together. Sunday is the Lord's Day, is a Roman Catholic invention.
Right.
Yeah. God didn't invent it.
So, like, y'all aren't like a denomination or anything?
No. We just follow Jesus, and our website has thousands of resources for free.
Okay.
Here, they take people's tithe money and they have a money back guarantee. It's all on our website.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, they have a money back guarantee. So maybe we came here just for you today, but stick around. You're probably going to hear something interesting.